You're listening to Inspiring Health with Dr. Roxana Gapster, President and CEO of WellSpan Health, as she hosts candid conversations about organizational culture, value, and other pressing issues we face in healthcare and business today. And Roxana, tell me what we're going to be talking about today.
On this episode of Inspiring Health, we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, and this time, it's personal. Over the last several weeks, WellSpan team members have stepped forward to share the reasons behind their decision to get vaccinated. They're hoping they can inspire friends and neighbors who remain undecided to make what could be a life-saving choice to get vaccinated. Joining me to share his why is Dr. George Waters, a physician advisor with WellSpan Population Health. As a hospitalist during the pandemic, Dr. Waters has been on the front line treating countless patients who were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19. But last December, he found himself on the other side of the pandemic, as a patient hospitalized with COVID. Dr. Waters, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here and share my experience. Hopefully it will help others trying to decide whether or not they should get vaccinated against COVID.
Dr. Waters, you had an unbelievable experience, and I want to thank you for sharing your story with us today. Let's start by going back in time to last December. Like the rest of the country, our region was experiencing one of the largest spikes in COVID cases. Can you talk a little about what it was like being a physician on the front lines during that surge?
Sure. At that time, we were able to isolate COVID patients to one or two floors of the hospital. Each physician would spend a week caring for those patients, and one of the most mentally and physically exhausting times would be when you'd be assigned to that floor. Knowing that every patient you had did have COVID could be mentally taxing. They ranged from patients who pretty much had no symptoms at all to those who almost needed the intensive care unit. What also made caring for these patients challenging is that they could potentially go downhill very quickly. And it was also during this time that for safety reasons, visitors weren't allowed. And sometimes patients had to make very difficult decisions without their loved ones being at the bedside with them.
Yes, we've heard so many stories about team members who went above and beyond for their patients, and I couldn't be prouder of how our people have stepped up when our communities needed them most. It hasn't been easy, Dr. Waters, and there have been many sacrifices through the pandemic. Our team members have experienced the deaths of more than 1,200 confirmed positive COVID patients. It is really a sobering reality for too many in our communities. And coming back to last December, we're 10 months into the pandemic. Many of the treatments we have today were not available then. And vaccinations were still not available to help protect everyone. And you felt ill. Can you talk a little bit about that time?
Unfortunately, I contracted COVID before the vaccines were available to me. And I do wonder what my life would have been like today had I been vaccinated before getting sick. As I mentioned earlier, patients can go downhill quickly, and that's pretty much what happened to me. Initially, I was well enough to be treated at home, but eventually I needed to go to the emergency department. I was intubated and placed on a ventilator right away and then moved to the intensive care unit. I remained sedated and on the ventilator for over 2 weeks. During that time, I did have a tracheostomy, and when I eventually was taken off sedation, I couldn't speak. I couldn't move my feet or my left arm. I had a feeding tube in my nose, and I was on a blood thinner for a blood clot that I had developed in my right leg. One of the things that was the hardest for me to comprehend was that the year was 2021. We had gone into the new year while I was sedated, so it was 2020 when I went into the hospital and 2021 when I woke up. I would later spend almost 7 weeks at WellSpan Surgery and Rehabilitation Hospital, learning to walk again and regaining some strength and mobility in my left arm. For the last 7 months, I've been receiving outpatient therapy there because, unfortunately, I still have no feeling or movement in my feet, and my left arm is still not at 100%. I will say that I have reached several milestones since coming out of sedation. I'm able to use the bathroom independently, climb the stairs to my bedroom, and slowly relearn to play guitar, although now I have to play it left-handed. I'm also taking driving lessons in order to become proficient at using hand controls.
Gosh, Dr. Waters, the things you're mentioning, like driving, climbing stairs, playing your guitar even, I mean, all things that we easily take for granted. And I'm hopeful that you'll get back to them very soon. Your resiliency, determination, and positivity make that a definite reality. I mean, you've mentioned reflecting on how things could have been different had the vaccination been available even a few weeks earlier. How does this shape the guidance that you give to your own patients, colleagues, and family members who come to you about the vaccine?
Well, without a doubt, I'd say to get the vaccine if you're eligible. A quick shot can save someone from potentially going through a journey like mine. My colleague, Dr. Eugene Curley, has been sharing information about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. I believe it's safe. I've been vaccinated and plan to get my booster shot as well. I know that people are concerned about getting vaccinated, but I think it's important to look at the science and evidence, which tells us vaccines are safe and they reduce the risk of hospitalization. COVID affects people differently. That's just a fact of life. Some have no symptoms, while others ultimately succumb to it. I did have a tougher bout with COVID than some patients. Nearly a year after getting COVID, I'm still suffering from long-term effects, which may be permanent, but things could have been worse. If you don't get vaccinated, you're rolling the dice. You don't know how severely COVID-19 will hit you, but if it's severe, it's too late to get the vaccine.
I think that's solid advice, George. You know, we can look at our own data here at WellSpan to inform the effectiveness of the vaccine. As of this conversation in late October, we've got 280 COVID patients within our walls, maybe a little bit more. Over 90% of those hospitalized with COVID are unvaccinated, and among our sickest patients, less than 2% are vaccinated. Our teams are really tired with working extra shifts to care for friends and neighbors, including the trauma of witnessing personal acquaintances who've succumbed to the virus. And each wave of COVID hospitalizations becomes harder and harder, physically and emotionally, for our healthcare workers who've given so much of themselves. We know the vaccines are keeping our friends and neighbors out of the hospitals, but then there's personal stories like yours, George, people who've lived through the serious side effects and are now advocating for people to be informed about the data and the real life experiences. So for those listening and considering getting the vaccine, you can learn more at wellspan.org/COVID-19. That's all one word. You'll find FAQs there related to the vaccine, and you can see quick links for scheduling a vaccine appointment through the My WellSpan portal or securing an appointment if you don't have a My WellSpan account. It's really easy to do. So just follow the prompts and you can schedule an appointment at one of our convenient locations across the network. George, thank you so much for being with us today and talking about your experience with COVID. I know you've shared it today in the hopes that you will make a difference for other people, to save a life, to inspire others to get vaccinated. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That's all the time we have for today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode of Inspiring Health.